Okay, let's run through some weekend phone calls and see what we got.
Hey, Bud, it's Lynn again. I'll make it quick. Funny stuff today, but also I want to comment on the headaches. Check your eyes. Whenever I change the distance of my monitor or if I'm looking at a spreadsheet and have to make it real small, anything I change looking at the monitor or looking at something different on the screen causes those headaches. Check it out. It goes away in 2 weeks. Bye.
2 weeks? Oh, God. I couldn't make 2 weeks. That one I got Friday, it lasted about 40 hours, and only massive amounts of alcohol could make it go away. And we couldn't use the good stuff for this, no, because we had to use too much of it. We went and got us some Canadian Hunter whiskey. You turn that bottle upside down, and you're there, dude. 2 weeks. Oh, Jesus.
Hey, Bart, this is David from Parlier, California.
David.
I'm really enjoying your commentary mixed with the phone calls.
Thanks, dude.
This Bart Cop radio thing is going to be a lot of fun.
We will rock.
Even more entertaining than your daily screed. Keep up the good work, hammering away at Limbaugh and the Ditto Monkeys. See ya.
Bart, TV Brain in L.A. Back off the mic a little bit, buddy. There you're popping your peas. I record into a microphone hooked up to a Mackie, hooked up to an Avid every day, and that's a constant problem for me anyway. So I've learned to pull my head back when I'm saying my peas, so I don't pop my peas. But keep the hammer hammering. Thanks.
Thanks to Michelle the Bark Cook. She has sent me a DBX Professional D P-Popper. It's a Professional D P-Popper. So I'll be D P-Popping as soon as I figure out how to hook it up.
Hey, BC. It's a subscriber here, buddy.
Sub.
Just reading your latest issue. I gotta say, I was a little disappointed that everything's coming out, like, after 5 o'clock. But at any rate, everything looks great. Gotta say that, first of all. Scrolling down with the monkey mail. Good stuff. Hey, BC, keep it up. Bye.
Well, yeah, thank you, dude. We would prefer to get things posted in the noon range, but sometimes we don't always get what we want. The big computer on the cable doesn't do pictures, so I have to do part of it here and then move to the little piece of crap laptop on the 56K, and it's too hard and long a story to explain, but I have to sit on this rickety bar stool with a laptop on top of it's some kind of old piece of furniture. Anyway, long story, it's real hard to do that. And part two is, if I can get on track and stay on track, that would help. It's hard to do that with the computer problems, and I might have my new computer tomorrow. But if an advertiser, the head advertiser at the top of the page, he's paying for X amount of hits. And so if I post one day at 5 and I post the next day at noon, he's going to be shorted. So, yeah, if I can just get on track and stay there, that would definitely help.
Hey, BC, you know what? The only reason why I called, when I left the message, I couldn't even believe that I forgot it. Do your show, like, at noon. I mean, because I'm at work, and I would like to be at home when I listen to you on the radio and be able to call in, too. So I think you ought to make it at night.
I can see some advantages to doing the show at night. I'll bet you know what I'm talking about, too. Yeah, it'll kind of depend. The good news is the shows will be archived, so if you're not able to listen when it's live, you can still hear it. Granted, you can't call in unless you call in when it's live, but, you know, whatever time I do it, someone's not going to be able to call in then, so I don't know. I think all I can do is just see what works best and go with it, and hope that includes you, buddy.
Good morning, Bart. This is Bob in Arizona, and Bob. I wanted to deliver a message to the unofficial or de facto United States thought police that is Clear Channel Communications, memo to Clear Channel, the First Amendment, not just your own personal plaything, it is for everyone to exercise if you decide, if you like to censor anybody. I suggest that you volunteer your offering, maybe your teeth or your jaws, but I don't think that's in your bargain either.
Guy had a good point. in today's issue, there's a real good column by Carla Binion, who I think is one of the better writers on the internet. Clear Channel is a tool of the government, and they're requesting permission to buy more and more and more TV channels, radio channels, stations, whatever. And the more they, Bill Maher talked about this Friday, the more they suck up to the government, the better their odds are. And in reality, all they had to do is write a check and they can get the laws rewritten like they want them. But, yeah, it does bring things dangerously close to real fascism if, in effect, Bush is going to own the radio waves. War is good. Opening your mouth is bad. Having an opinion is bad. Bombing is good. Bombing cities. What, 17 days now they've been bombing Baghdad? I mean, are we into the thousands in collateral damage so far? If the bigger you get, the more tempting it is to get bigger still. And as long as you praise the illegal usurper, you're in the clear, and it just turns into one of them big incestuous madhouses. And thank Koresh we got us an internet radio that we can fight back, you know, one listener at a time, maybe, hopefully.
This is Bo Brains, Kathy from Louisville. Love the radio phone. You are a riot, a real truth riot. Keep slamming the hammer. Good job.
That was
good. Hey, Bart, this is Brian from Illinois State University. I'm a poor college student, so I had to wait until I got free nights and weekends on my cell phone. Well, you're doing a great job. I wonder what a bar cross might happen in the Midwest around Chicago. Update it on the website, man. Good job.
A Bart Fest in Chicago. Well, I just don't know. You longtime readers might remember back February last year, we were trying to help Julie, and we made a decision to go ahead and do this, whatever the cost. And personally, the biggest cost to me was, you know, coming out of my cave and all that. It was something that had to be done. And so we did it. But yeah, that was never the plan. The plan was always to remain hidden forever. Once we did the East Coast, we got so much mail saying, when you can do the West Coast, and we were still trying to put money in Julie's pocket, so we set up a West Coast thing. And then things changed, and suddenly we were without a headliner. And yeah, we could have called it the BartCop.com thing out west, but BartFest just seemed to be a lot faster. And I remember reading some posts over on Democratic Underground about, boy, the ego is run amok at BartCop.com. He's set up BartFest now to praise his glory, and that never, ever was the plan. I never wanted to headline Vegas. First choice for me was always to stay inside the cave. But so bottom line, both fests, well, they weren't done against my will, but you know what I mean. We would have preferred things going another way. I'm not saying we won't ever do a third fest, but to get someone to show up, you just got to hammer away and hammer and hammer and hammer for, you know, 90 days. And then you get all the hate mail, not hate mail, you get all the mail, will you please shut up about Vegas? Will you please shut up about the fest? I mean, so many people get so upset. Geez, every once in a while we do those tell us what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong kind of deals. And number one is always shut up about the fest in Vegas. So I don't know. There's a cost to doing that. And, well, the other thing, I lost money both times. So it's not at the top of my list. I came out kind of dumb. But if I had my choice between staying home or exposing myself and losing money, I don't know. The former sounds a little better than the latter. But we won't rule nothing out. How about that?
Hey Bart, this is Mark H. from Rhode Island again. Just to follow up to yesterday's call, Escape from New York was 1981, and Kurt Russell is about as good as an actor as Bruce Willis or Sly Stallone, so, you know, I agree with you there. But Donald Pleasant and Harry Dean Stanton's in that movie, how can you go wrong with that? But my point was that Bush said that he couldn't imagine anyone flying a plane into a building. All he had to do is not only listen to the intelligence from Egypt, from Denmark, from France, all he had to do is listen to a freaking, just watch a freaking movie, buddy. I'll be tuning in, buddy. Bye.
Yeah, they definitely misspoke when they said nobody could have ever foreseen that. I mean, the idea that, okay, we'll let you hijack the plane, but if we had known we were going to, you were going to fly the airplane into the building, we never would have let you hijack it in the first place. It's some of this screwy Bush logic that the whole country has to go by now. It doesn't make any damn sense, but hey, our job's to shut up and follow the Fuhrer.
Mad Dog as H. Ross Perot.
Mad Dog.
Now look, George Bush got lost trying to find the bridge to the 21st century.
It sounded like Perot, maybe a little like Barney Fife.
Hi, Bart. This is Julie R.B.
Julie.
I just read an article written in the yesterday's Miami Herald. Evidently, there is an Army chaplain who is running a baptism pool in Iraq where the soldiers have not had baths for weeks. He won't let them in the pool unless they agree to sit through an hour-and-a-half sermon and agree to be baptized. This guy's name is Josh Lano. He's an Army chaplain from Houston. I think that the Bart Cop reader should pound the Army until this guy is mustered out. How dare he do this to our fighting men and women who deserve to have cool water and deserve to be clean and healthy and have enough food and at least have the weapons to do their job. God damn it. Anyway, can you tell I'm mad? I sent you a link. Anyway, thanks. I hope you put this on the page because I'm just infuriated. If you want to talk to me, our phone number is 425. Talk to you then. Bye.
Haha. You thought I was going to put the whole phone number up there. Yeah, there's another case of government run amok. You know, here they are. It's only 104 in the Iraqi desert, and these guys hadn't had a good cold drink in, who knows, you know, weeks. And they, I'm sure, geez, what's it like to room with three or four guys when no one's bathed for 2 weeks? So finally they run across a bunch of water, and they got to jump through hoops and disavow their god, or in my case, you know, I'd have to admit there was one to get some water. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'd do it in a heartbeat. Hey, yeah, Bush is a good president. Give me a damn glass of water. Yeah, that is stupid, and I'll print that link today. It's always a bad idea to meld religious insanity to cool water when you're starving or and thirsty. You know, God didn't just willy-nilly pick George Bush to represent us. God knew what he was doing, and we have to follow God's orders and worship Der Fuhrer.